This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is real estate news of note today. Zillow's got a new CEO who happens to be the old CEO. The real estate media company, as it likes to call itself, announced the change as it delivered mixed fourth quarter profits. Co-founder and original CEO Richard Barton is going to take over from Spencer Raskoff, who's been in charge since 2010. Now, why the shakeup? Well, there might have been a hint in a conversation that I had with Spencer Raskoff last summer.
So just a couple weeks ago, we started buying and selling houses in Phoenix and Las Vegas, and later this year in other cities too.
How come? It seems a hair off the core competency.
It can seem that way at first. We look at it a little differently. As you point out, we're a data company, right? So what we have that no one else has is we have information on what houses people want to buy. And so we think that offering this service to the seller will allow us to match supply and demand between seller and buyer.
Marketplace's Amy Scott takes it from there.
Zillow was founded in 2005 by three guys, Rich Barton, Lloyd Frank, and Spencer Raskoff, and their roles have shifted over the years. In an earnings call yesterday, Barton called the latest shift a turning of the triangle. Outgoing CEO Raskoff will stay on as a board member, Frank will replace Barton as executive chairman, and Barton returns to the helm as CEO.
The reason we kind of turned this triangle is because I have a particular penchant for an attraction to big swings.
And Zillow is attempting a big swing. Say you're thinking about selling your house. In cities like Atlanta, Denver, and Phoenix, you can now request a direct offer from Zillow, and a local real estate agent will deliver it. If you take the offer, Zillow goes through that agent to buy your house, then flips it within 90 days. If you don't,
at least that realtor will have an opportunity to get in front of an incremental customer and potentially turn them into a client.
Analyst Brad Erickson at Needham & Company says for Zillow, it's not really about buying and selling homes. It's about ad dollars.
It's to increase their overall sphere of influence such that they can compel more real estate agents to advertise with them in the future.
After Zillow offers debuted last year, the company's stock lost nearly half its value. Steve Murray with real estate research firm Real Trends says Raskoff's been doing a good job, but Barton, who also founded Expedia and the career site Glassdoor, might be a better salesman.
I mean, the guy is clearly one of the brightest guys of our times. And they may have believed they needed someone of his stature to really execute these changes in their business model.
And to change some minds on Wall Street, Zillow shares were up about 25% today. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.